Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Education Conference Committee. I apologize for the late notice on the room change, but maybe it gave people some opportunity to walk outside and enjoy this beautiful muggy weather that we seem to be enjoying, although I haven't been outside. Members, what we're going to be doing is we're going to recess this committee for roughly 1 hour. House conferees, we're going to go up to behind the House floor. We're going to go into one of the rooms back there to talk. Senator Olson, would you?
My office area.
So, I should have fought for that. I should have took your office for the location. I don't think I would have won that one, though. So again, approximately 1 hour. Just please stay tuned for notifications and updates. And we'll be back. Is there any other announcements?
That should be fine.
The conference committee is recessed to the call of the chair. Thank you. Well, good evening. Just a couple minutes late, we reconvene the Education Conference Committee back to order. And I want to thank everyone for their patience. And Senator Olson, along with the conferees from the House and the Senate, have a framework that we're going to be presenting here. And just very briefly, we're going to have Mr. Crow, Mr. Strom, and Mr. Nauman run through that framework. A handout has been passed out with the 5/10/2011 6 p.m. time frame stamped on top, so it'll be 6 p.m. in your upper right-hand corner. And if we could, Senator Olson, did you have any opening comments before we go to staff?
Let's get to work.
Let's go. All right. Mr. Crow.
Mr. Chair and members, if you look at the framework, it generally follows the structure of the House and Senate bills. General education, the aid target for the bill is $14,129,351. The levy target is zero increase for pay 12. There are references to shifts in the bill that be set at 70-30 on an ongoing basis. Property tax shift will be changed to use the methodology change recommended by the governor. There will be a provision that accelerates charter school payments during the course of a given school year. Then section 127A46, which allows the state to withhold payments to districts for cash flow purposes, will be repealed. The basic formula itself will increase $20 in fiscal 12 and 21 and 13, with operating sparsity, transportation sparsity, and compensatory delinked from that increase. The alternative compensation program will be there's an excess that will be recaptured based on the February forecast for fiscal 12 only. There is a provision recommended by the governor that was in the Senate bill for an LEP assessment that costs a little money, and that will be included. The House T&E elimination will be included. The sparsity revenue extension for school districts with closed building, including the special riders for Lancaster, starting in fiscal 12 and Northland in fiscal 11, will be included. January 15th deadline will be repealed. The early graduation achievement program that was in both bills will be included with the House military enlistment options. The low-performing schools enrollment option scholarship program will be included. The offset of taconite revenue reinstatement that was in the House bill will be included. Trial placement for students at the state academies for the deaf and blind is included. Then there are some homeschool mandate reduction provisions that will that would be included without a reduction in the amount of non-public pupil aid that those students would be eligible for. That reduction would not be included. And then the provision that allows the permanent school fund to go to all students, including charter schools, would be included. And that basically accounts for Article 1.
Mr. Strom?
Mr. Chair, members, in Article 2, the changes of the framework include elimination of charter school startup aid, elimination of the grandfathered lease aid amount for charter schools so that all charter schools would be maxed out at $1,200 per pupil, changes to the integration program, including eliminating the integration funding, replacing that with innovation funding in fiscal 12, and then in fiscal 13, eliminating that entirely. Levy amounts for the integration program will continue during 12. And the next item then is the literacy. The literacy will include several parts. It'll have the basic formula, which will include both the performance and growth It will also include the full additional funding for the Reading Corps. And finally, there will be a transition revenue for cities of the first class for fiscal years 12 and later, where a portion of their innovation revenue will be carried forward for each subsequent year. Other changes in the framework for Article 2 include the A to F school ratings, the magnet school grants eliminated, teacher effectiveness and performance language, principal performance language accepted, the staff development 2% set aside repealed, safe schools set aside for counselors repealed, the school district and city library maintenance of effort, not the regular library maintenance of effort, but just that for when school districts and cities jointly operate a library, of which, to our understanding, there are two, the repeal of that maintenance of effort. A couple of other provisions, the interactive technology purposes are for board meetings are included. The report on waivers is included. Requirement that the standards revisions and Common Core are both delayed and prohibited unless explicit legislative authority is granted for them. Changes are made to the vendor requirements for the 403B program, putting those back under the board. A provision related to the qualified economic offer, or referred to as the QEO, and binding arbitration is included. And finally, to the extent that there's any additional levy dollars left when the other programs are concluded, any additional levy that brings us back to the base amount will be added to the vocational, the secondary vocational or career and tech levy.
Mr. Nauman.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Moving on to this Article 3, the special education article. Under current law, the special education growth factor was 4.6. Both bills reduced that down to zero. The framework has the regular special ed growth factor at 2% for fiscal years 12 and 13, and then returning to 4.6 for fiscal year 14 and later. The excess cost growth factor is 2% under current law. It will go to 3% in fiscal year 12 and 13 and then settle back down to 2% in fiscal year 14. The bill will also include a requirement that no special education rules be set without specific authority, and there will be a prohibition or no requirement to serve non-resident students and non-special education students from out of state. Facilities, do you want me to move on to facilities? The House bill had a provision that allowed certain any school district that's a maximum effort school district to refinance its maximum effort loan. That provision is accepted, and it creates about $28 million in savings. The TIES program, both bills had a provision to allow that that consortium to have some levy authority from its member districts. That's about $632,000. And then the YZ school district is allowed its alternative facilities qualification a few years early. The fund transfers under the accounting and nutrition article, those without costs are permitted. Under the self-sufficiency and lifelong learning article, the ABE growth factor, which was 2% in the Senate bill, 0 in the House, is set at 1%. And then the mandate for when a community ed director is required is increased from 2,000 population to 7,500. Under the agencies, the MDE operating budget includes a 5% reduction. The Faribault Academy food service change is accepted. That saved $309,000 a year. And the Purpich Academy is a 5% reduction. Mr. Chair, that concludes the framework.
Thank you. And just I want to clear up a rumor that was going around that Senator Olson had brought in Julie Andrews to flip the House on their position. That was not true. I wanted to make sure that was pointed. So. Oh, boy. That joke bombed. Okay.
Most of these don't remember who Julie Andrews was.
They didn't know. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
At least Senate staff understood. All right. So, okay.
Julie Andrews was at the Purpich Center. Okay, all right, thank you. Ms. Olson, Senator Olson, did you have any comments before we go to questions or comments from members of the committee?
No, I'm interested in hearing the comments.
House members or senators, the framework is before us. Any discussion? All right. Seeing none, then we'll proceed to vote on the framework. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion fails. The framework is adopted. And Mr. Crowe, Mr. Strom, Mr. Nump, my understanding is that we're going to get some language before us. We'll get to work on some language. We'll recess to the call of chair and come back here and start adopting some language. Is that correct?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I expect that to take a little time. But yeah, we're going to get going on it as soon as you release us.
So how long should we have?
I think we can get a list pretty quick.
Oh, list. Yeah. List can go quick.
Yeah.
I apologize. Let's say an hour.
Members of the committee, members of the public, we will recess to the call of the chair. Plan on being back at 9:15, and we'll continue our work on our process. With that, the committee is recessed to the call of the chair. This is with regards to the within the framework agreement of modifying the payment schedule to those charter schools. Is there any discussion from members of the committee on this? Senator Olson, did you have any thoughts on? Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The A41 amendment is adopted. Members, the next item is that we have a list of provisions. Has this been passed out yet?
No.
Okay, let's pass these out. My apologies. We'll go with the framework provisions.
Let's do the technical ones first.
Okay, we'll start off with the technical ones. We'll distribute those to members of the committee. We'll wait until members of the committee have those, and then we'll have Mr. Crowe walk through the, or Mr. Nauman, or Mr. Strom, whoever wants to. You guys can arm wrestle over who's going to talk about the provisions. These are three technical provisions that were not contained in the framework, and we'll start with the first one, Senate Article 1, Section 1, Mr. Nauman.
Mr. Chair, this is a technical provision that defines the...
We don't have the sheet yet.
Okay, we'll wait for...
Thank you.
This would also be in their conference books, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this will be books as well.
So this is in Article 1, page R1, the very first provision in your side-by-side.
Thank you.
And it amends Section 11A.16, Subdivision 5, which includes the definition of income for the permanent school trust fund.
Thank you. Any discussion from members of the committee? Senator Olson, any comments? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. That section is adopted. The next one is House Article 5, Section 1. Mr. Crowe.
Mr. Chair and members, if you look at page R1 of Article 5, this is the section of 16A-152 that allocates surplus revenues toward paying off the shifts. This does not change the allocation of the surpluses and where they go, but simply corrects a cross-reference as it relates to the property tax recognition shift.
Senator Olson, any comments? Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. That section is adopted. And finally, Senate Article 9. I don't have a section number on my list, but Mr. Nauman.
Section 2.
Mr. Chair and members, if you turn to Article 9, this section begins on page R1. It's Section 2. Has to do with adult basic education. And it deletes, if you look to page R2, it deletes obsolete language from previous years. It's purely technical.
Senator Olson, any comments? Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. Senate Article 9, Section 2 is adopted. Members, next we will move on to the framework provisions, which if we could have staff please distribute those to members. Oh yes. While we're handing that out, Senator Olson, I think you have a motion.
Give me the section.
So, Mr. Chair, this provision would relate to the riders in the Senate bill for the appropriation to the student organizations. It's in Article 2, on page R79, it's Subdivision 17. section number is 38.
Can you just slide it so I can see it?
Could you please repeat the page numbers?
For sure, R78 of Article 2.
Okay. And members, again, this is R78 of Article 2. This is going to be on the right-hand side under Subdivision 17.
Sure.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move to add to each of those lines in parens the initials of the respective organizations. So on health occupations, it would be paren HOSA, H-O-S-A, all caps. In the next line, for service occupations and paren, it's H-E-R-O, HERO. In the trade and industrial occupations, it's Skills USA, secondary and post-secondary. And in 5726, the business occupations is DECA and DEX, D-E-X, and BPA, both secondary and post-secondary. And for agriculture occupations, it is FFA and PAS. And family and consumer science is FCCLA. That's it.
Thank you.
I would like to move the addition of that clarifying language.
Any discussion or questions from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Okay, and I believe we have another amendment. Senator Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. I've got the A38 amendment, and this would go on line 58. Page 58, insert after line 17. And I don't see here specifically on which
article
this is.
Or R80.
Senator Thompson, it's going to be R80 under Article 2.
All right.
That's wrong. Hold on.
Actually, it's drafted to the wrong section. We want to put it on R.
We'll find it here in a second.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it on the document, Mr. Chairman. I apologize.
No worries. Let's see.
R78. 78. Starts in the bottom.
Oh, yes. 78.
On R78.
It's the collaborative urban educator.
We would
first one to find it gets pop.
bottom of R7.
And what you want to do is just delete 1, 2
take
through 1.
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, probably just be easiest to say to just say delete subdivision 13 and insert subdivision 21. What?
Delete and
change it back to 13 on instead of 21. Renumber accordingly.
Mr. Nama?
Do we want to have the 206.40? Seriously?
So what they're doing is they're specifying.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't.
Mr. Chair, generally we don't put in dollars to the 206.40 level, so maybe give us a couple minutes and just set this aside and we'll just figure this out.
Sure.
And come
well,
right
Senator
back
Thompson,
to
we'll temporarily lay that aside. My apologies for...
I'll withdraw the amendment at this moment, Mr. Chair.
I got it, Eric. You want me to just do it?
Yep, that's fine.
Mr. Chair and members, on line 17, 200,000 each year. On line 18, 164,000. And on line 19, 164,000.
My Minnesota math tells me that would be $528,000.
Yeah,
it does match, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so and what were the other changes that were made to the amendment, Mr. Crow?
So, Mr. Chair, basically on 1-2, we would say delete subdivision 13 and insert subdivision 13, collaborative urban educator, and change to the dollar amounts on 178 and 9.
So, and then with the changes on lines 1.7, 1.8, and 1.9, Senator Thompson moves the A38 amendment as amended. Is there any discussion from questions or discussion from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The A38 amendment, as amended, is adopted. The next item, the provisions that are contained in the framework. Could we have those passed out, please?
Have they been passed out? They've been passed out.
They have been passed out. So, members, these are the provisions in the framework that were described earlier that have been agreed to by both the House and the Senate. At this time, the Chair will move those provisions contained in that. Is there any discussion from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The motion is adopted. The final action item here for now in this session is that we have, has this been distributed to members yet or not?
No.
Okay, let's get this passed out to members.
Thanks.
Yes, I, you know, an extra
question. Okay, members, what these are these are items that have not been addressed in either in an affirmative or negative discussion within the framework and other items. And what Senator Olson and I are going to do is we're going to allow the we're going to temporarily recess the committee to allow the committees to go over, allow the conferees to go over this. Review this with staff, and we will reconvene.
You want to say it?
And so we'll recess for approximately 2 minutes. Is 1 hour okay?
That's very good.
1 hour. So, members, we will recess for approximately 1 hour to take up these items, as well as the teacher effectiveness portion of the bill. So, we'll be recessing until approximately 11:15 for those items. So, with that, unless there's any questions from members of the committee, we are in recess to the call of the chair until 11:15. Thank you. Good evening. We'll reconvene this meeting of the Education Conference Committee. The first order of business is going to be what we call the to-be-determined items, and I'll briefly go through this list. And again, Mr. Strom, the circles are yeses, right?
Yes.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll go down the left side, then I'll go down the right side, then we'll flip it over and cover the left and the right on the back side. So very quick. Article 1, Section 8 is in. And again, this is on the left on the House side. I have an item here that is not circled nor scratched. That is House Article 2, Section 2. Mr. Strom, is that in or out?
It's in. It's in.
That is in?
Yep.
So Article 2, Section 2 is in?
Yes.
Then we have Article 2, Section 10 is in. Article 2, Section 11 is in. Moving to the bottom, Article 3, Sections 2, 3, 4, and 5 are in. I'll then move to the right side of the front page before we flip over. Senate Article 1, Section 20 is in with a modification that there is going to be at least 90%, not the 90% that is in there. Article 2, Sections 10, 11, and 12 are in. Senate Articles 2, Sections 24, 25, 25, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32 are in. Senate Article 2, Section 39 is in. Senate Article, and then also there is some additional language in there referencing policies against segregation that have been added to that. And then flipping it over, again, on the left side now, House Articles 3, Sections 10, 11, and 13 are in. and Senate Article 4, Section 2, Senate Article 4, Section 6 are both yep. Any discussion or questions from members of the committee? Representative Erickson.
Mr. Chair, Article 2, Section 8, we did keep some of that in. Ms. Larson can address that.
Ms. Larson.
Mr. Chairman, members, we're keeping the, is this the business?
Yes.
We're keeping the change to indicate 30 business days?
Actually, no, this is not. This is the language that really isn't needed because schools that apply for the alternative compensation, what we call keep comp, no longer go through that process. And so we kept in that updating of application for QCOM. That's what Section 8 is.
Thank you, Representative Erickson. Any other questions or comments from members of the committee on these articles and sections? All those in favor of adoption of the said sections, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. That is adopted. Next, we have before us the teacher evaluation section. There is one oral amendment which will need to be made. Ms. Larson, will you please state the acronym and its location in said bill?
Mr. Chairman, members, on the document H0934UE1-1, on page 18, first page 18, line 6, delete 18 and insert 19. And page 18 after line 13, insert clause 5. One representative appointed by the Minnesota School Boards Association, semicolon, and renumber the subsequent clauses.
All right. And Ms. Larson, you have that amendment because you made it. So the chair will incorporate that, or I made that amendment. The chair will incorporate that into the H0934UE1-1 amendment. This is the agreed-upon language between the House and the Senate for teacher effectiveness. Any questions or discussion from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. That is adopted. I believe that we have staff working on what is called the... We're having copies made of the MCA
and
amendment.
Mr. Chair, before Mr. Nowen returns with the copies, I can just step you through it. It's in Article 2, page R54. And Mr. Chair, this is relating to the enrollment options language. And the attempt here is to remove any mandates on the non-public schools except the mandate that they administer the testing. So if you look to subdivision 2, the language beginning on line 29, beginning with A.
We're on, Senator, we're on R54, Article 2.
Yeah.
And members, it is our intent, Chair Olson and Maya's intent to finish before midnight, but technically, just in case we go past midnight, there does need to be a motion, and I'd hate to forget about that, so.
Mr. Chair, so move.
Representative Erickson moves that we have the option of going past midnight this evening. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, beginning on line 29.
What did you say, R?
R54 and yep. Article 2.
Article 2.
Delete everything after schools. Delete lines 30 to page 43, line 3.
Through 3?
Yes. And then on line 4, delete everything before the second the.
Can I borrow your pen?
So the language that would remain is the last sentence, and then strike state on line 5, strike statewide and insert Minnesota comprehensive assessment in writing, comma, And then on that same line, strike tests.
Okay, so the...
That's on 43.5, do you think?
Mr. Chair, yes.
And Mr. Nauman is in the process of getting this copied, so...
Is making this amendment?
He's in the... Yep, I'll bring that to us.
Could you start over that again, repeat that amendment?
Mr. Chair, Senator Olson, in subdivision 2...
Yes.
Delete... On line 29, delete everything after schools, okay. Period. Delete lines 30 through 43.3. Page 34, line 4, delete everything before the second step.
Hold on one second.
Before the second.
So
to the
delete,
end of the sentence.
Delete, notify the commissioner of its intent to participate in this section, under this section.
Delete all that.
There you go, delete that.
And then on line 5, delete statewide and insert Minnesota comprehensive assessments in writing, comma. So the sentence would read, the non-public school must administer...
Oh, the Minnesota crap, right on time.
Comprehensive assessment in writing.
Now you can just go through it a third time just for fun. We'll get this passed out to members. Thank you very much.
Passed out to
us. Don't you want to keep... Because you've got a B. Yeah, you want to keep A. We have a B.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, members... The intent would also be to delete paragraph B, so the reference to A wouldn't need to be there.
Thank you.
So the sentence would read, the non-public school must administer the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessments in writing, reading, and math under section 120B30 to its students enrolled under this section, and then delete section or paragraph B. And then if you flip it over, the language... Subdivision 6 and 7 would be deleted.
Okay, Mr. Chair, and the
Senator Olson.
Purpose of the deleting subdivision 6, well, I recognize that language because I did get that passed once upon a time, but this is not going to apply to the non-public schools.
Mr. Chair and Senator Olson, that's correct.
Okay. We haven't repealed that in general.
All right. Any discussion from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Members, I have a final motion here, and that is a motion to... allow staff to correct appropriations and make technical corrections to the language that conform with the agreement between the House and the Senate. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails.
Did we adopt this?
My understanding, my recollection is we did.
We
passed the teacher effectiveness, didn't we? Yep, we did. Is there any other comments or questions from members of the committee? My understanding is that this will complete the work of this conference committee for the evening. Let me just say, Senator Olson, do you?
Well, I think whether we have to meet again will be open. There's some further review when we get all of this put together.
Yep, so stay tuned and watch your emails. We'll recess till about 3 a.m. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to say it's been a pleasure to work with you, Senator Olson, members of the Senate. Thank you again to the staff for all their work. And members, we are adjourned for the evening. Thank you.